You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, Celeste Headley here with Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. We continue our coverage of Haiti, presidential elections taking place this Sunday, and we want to actually check back in with two special guests. We met Mallory Thurlow and Franz Neptune the day after the earthquake struck Haiti in January. Mallory is the executive director of the Haiti Foundation Against Poverty. She was in Michigan when the earthquake hit. And Franz, an aid worker and Mallory's boyfriend, was in Port-au-Prince. They were having difficulty. In fact, they had not been able to contact one another in all of the chaos following the earthquake. And we actually were lucky enough to connect them on the phone that day. Franz, wait, before you go, we actually have your girlfriend on the line. She said she hasn't been able to connect with you all morning, and we have her on the line now. Mallory, are you there?
I'm here.
And you heard Franz's voice?
Yes, I did. It's wonderful to hear him.
Franz, can you hear Mallory?
Hey, Mallory, is that you?
Yes, it's me. You okay?
I'm okay.
And they join us again today. Mallory Thurlow, Franz Neptune join us from Midland, Michigan. One big thing is at the time you guys were boyfriend and girlfriend. Now you are married. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know if you've ever listened back to that sound of finally hearing one another's voices after being concerned after the earthquake. I wonder what your reaction is. A year later, a lot has changed. Clearly, you're now married. But what do you feel when you hear back to your voices, finally hearing one another, finding out, Mallory, that Franz was okay?
Oh, I'm just thinking, I'm so glad we're in the same house together and that we're both safe and we made it through this year, because there were many, many points that we didn't know if we would.
And Franz, you were in Haiti at the time. Obviously, you're in Michigan now. Was it tough to leave Haiti?
It is. It is tough. I mean, when you live in here and you know that the situation that your family is living and your friends and your cousin, it is hard.
Well, let me ask you, Mallory, we also checked back in with you because your organization runs an orphanage and an elementary school in Haiti that we're talking about, the Haiti Foundation Against Poverty. And at the time when we checked in with you, you weren't really sure what had happened with all the kids in the school and the orphanage. Can you kind of give us an update? What happened with your kids? What happened with your organization?
Yeah, we know that our kids in the orphanage are all safe. They all have bottled water that we have shipped in for them to drink, and so they're doing well, but the workers are going back home at night to the tent cities and just very, very concerned for them and their families. And then our school, some of the deaths in Port-au-Prince have been right along the same road that our school is on, and so we've been trying to get word to the families about clean water and washing hands, but without the help to do it, they're just kind of stuck drinking whatever water they were drinking in the first place. So we really need to get water purification down to them to really make any difference.
And I mean, one of the things we're going to be talking about later on this hour is the rebuilding of the educational system. I'm wondering, are there people now coming to the elementary school there and trying to get their kids into the classes?
Oh, all the time, on a consistent basis. I don't think I ever go over to the school without somebody asking me to take in a child of theirs or a cousin of theirs or something into the school. But if we let every child in, then there's very little education offered, because there's just such a need. I mean, honestly, we could build 5 or 6 schools on top of our school and still not have enough for all the children in our area.
Franz, are you going to be voting by mail-in ballot in the presidential election at all?
I don't know. I don't know if they set up a system for that yet, but I don't think so, because I don't trust any of those guys. You know, it's bad history. It's only one lady that, if I was in Haiti, I would vote for.
Well, I don't know if you heard the conversation that we just had about the presidential election. I mean, would you agree that the stakes are very high in this election right now for Haiti? I mean, this is an important moment for your country.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's some, like all those, like I said, all those guys, you don't trust them. They always have bad history. You don't see hope in them for Haiti, you know.
You don't see any hope in any of these presidential candidates, but one of them is going to get elected, right?
And there's so much money at stake, Franz. There's so much
there's
so much money coming in. I mean, this is probably the most important election, I don't know, in how long.
It is it is hard when you heard that so much money has been given and you don't see where that money goes and you don't see anything happen for 5 years, you know. All I can say, you know, it's God. God can just say, okay, I'm going to put this person in there and with a good heart and going to do something for Haiti.
Well, how do you think that something will happen for Haiti, Franz? I mean, who in the end will be stepping forward? Will it be the NGOs? Will it be a nonprofit organization like your wife's?
I mean, yeah, it's those organizations at some point, but most of the work has to be the Haitian people. We need to put our hands, our head together and actually realize that we need to do something for the country, not let it die.
Well, Mallory, I'm hoping you can stick around. We're going to have a conversation later on in the hour about the educational system in Haiti. But let me just ask you, the education doesn't seem to be the top priority for any of the presidential candidates. Do you have any hope that that the schools will end up high on the list of things to rebuild once a president gets elected?
I can only hope. You know, education is the key to change for the long term of Haiti. And so I can only hope that, you know, after we get people surviving with clean water and food, that we can really focus on getting these kids educated for a better future.
Okay, well, best of luck. Hopefully, Mallory Thurlow, you can stay with us so we can get your response to our discussion about education later. Mallory Thurlow, Executive Director of the Haiti Foundation Against Poverty, Franz Neptune, her husband, and aid worker at the Haiti Foundation Against Poverty, now married since the year ago that we spoke to you after the earthquake. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for talking to us again.
Thank you.
We continue our coverage this entire hour speaking about Haiti, some of the issues moving forward with the country still recovering from an earthquake, suffering from a cholera epidemic, heading into a presidential election.